Sharks head coach Martin Grubb joins us just ahead of tonight's training session. Look back on the couple of weeks, the Blackburn series, we can call it, Martin, and three games with the Hawks, maximum points, and the clubs on the verge of getting their league title back.
Yeah, I mean, we hadn't obviously seen Blackburn for a little while, the way the fixtures had worked out, and then it was a kind of three-game series with Cup and then two league games back-to-back. And, you know, I think they've definitely improved as a team, and we knew it was going to be tough. There's always been a little bit of rivalry between the two teams, and it was important for us to make sure we came out of there. The target was obviously maximum points, particularly in the two league games. And we've managed to do that. I don't think we played at our best in both the away fixtures. It's a difficult rink to go with a mixture of the ice surface, and you know, I think they played pretty well in both games at home. But I think we definitely showed that the real kind of Sharks and the way we like to play the game on our own ice Saturday night past. We're very, very fast hockey. We scored some nice goals, and you know, it was pleasing. So we've got to be happy with the win in all three games in the series. And as you say, now it puts us in a great position. Hopefully there's still some work to do, and we never take anything for granted. It puts us in a great position to get this title back.
And we're coming into back on home ice Saturday. But looking back on the home game Saturday, like you say, a fast start, but it took a while to get that opening goal. But once the goal started to go in, you kind of felt that kind of broke the game, and Blackburn weren't going to come back from that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a scoring chance in the second shift of the game, and then Ashton made a good save early doors, and it was pretty much one way traffic for there, but they held firm, and we were a little bit wasteful in a couple of power play opportunities, and it was a case of telling the players to remain focused and don't get frustrated. And you know, it was a case of just taking one of these chances. We knew when we got one, we'd get two. We tend to score in these bursts, and we can relax a little. And it's kind of how it proved in the end of the first round. We got the one goal. We got the second one pretty quick after that. And so there, we did relax, and we managed to stamp our authority on the game properly. And as I said earlier, we scored some really nice goals. Everybody contributed. We managed to get a power play goal into the mix as well, which we've not been particularly great at in recent games. So no, it was pleasing. It was nice to see the team playing with as much confidence as they did, and as I say, scoring some nice goals, playing some real good hockey, and hopefully that sets us up that confidence for this weekend's home game and for the rest of the season.
Just a couple of, obviously, the, you know, like highlighting players, but I noticed obviously Kim Mietten, and obviously signed more for his defensive skill, but he's chipped in at the offensive end, and he would have enjoyed scoring those two goals against Blackburn on Saturday for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as you say, Kimmy first and foremost is here to work on the defensive side of things. But we know we're both him and Uri as our imports. We know we've got a good solid back line, and they can both chip in with points. And I think it's always a little bit special for a player like that when they can score against their old team. And I was unlucky on a couple of occasions. He went looking for his hat trick, but I think he'd done his job. He's played well enough for us here. He's still a young player, and he's still got a bit to learn in the game. But I think he's done a great job, and I think between him and Uri, they've helped our whole decor, and obviously Hutchie's experience helps at the back there. And of recent weeks, the guy who's stepped up and scored was 3-3 against Blackburn and enjoyed that series is Stuart Kerr. That late winner on Sunday was huge for us. He scored a power play goal down there in the Cup game. He scored a power play goal here on Saturday. So it's definitely a solid back line for us, and a lot of confidence coming out there at the moment. It's always good to have.
And the weekend just gone, obviously you didn't have Jordan Boyser, but the last couple of weeks you've been able to bring back Duncan Spears and Connor Henderson. That's a huge boost to bring those kind of talent back into the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan was missing on the weekend due to illness. We missed James Hutchison on Saturday night due to illness as well, which, you know, it's just part and parcel of the game, and I think every team gets it at some stage. So Jordan's been playing phenomenal for us, as we've discussed on a couple of occasions. So, you know, you're always going to miss a young player with that talent, but as you say, being able to bring players international standard, Duncan and Connor, is always a massive thing for us. And last weekend, Blackburn in the cup, I thought it took them a little bit of time to get going, and they looked a little bit rusty for missing so many games. But this weekend, they both contributed, and they both played a lot better, and you could see that they were desperate to play, and it gives us so many more options looking down the bench when you when you're in certain situations. It's always good to have different players and guys you know that you can rely on, and you know, I think it's good for the squad because it gives us a few more competition for places, and players have got to be on their toes. So we're coming into the business end, as we've been saying in the season, you need as many players fit and available for selection, and I think that's where we are now. We've got a good squad, good bunch of players, and everybody's up for the end of the season to finish with some silverware.
And we come into this weekend, Deeside come into the Ice Bowl on Saturday night, and they're in the mix around the kind of in two races. They're trying to avoid the relegation, but they're trying to push towards the playoffs. So it's going to be another tough game. And as I think we've said a few cliches, but there's the division, there's no easy games, and every team on every night has a chance of winning.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I like what Scott's done there. Obviously, he went in a little bit later in the summer, and he's had to build a team, and then he lost the finish import, and he's going to have to rebuild a little bit for there, and managed to solidify their goaltending by bringing in Dennis Bell, which gave them confidence. And as you say, they're pushing at one end to try and slide into the playoff spots. They're also looking over their shoulder and hoping not to get put in a relegation battle. So they're going to come here and they're going to play solid and they're going to play desperate hockey, and I like the way Scott has his team playing. And every game so far, home and away, has been quite tight between the two teams. So we know we're going to have to be at our best, and we're going to have to treat them with the respect they deserve. And the one thing we can't do is start looking too far ahead of ourselves, and we've just got to keep with that same mantra that we have, with shift by shift, period by period, game by game, and make sure we do our job. And I think we've got a 20s game on, so we may miss a couple of young guys, but we're part of that. We should hopefully be at full strength, minus Ross Murray with his injury. And we've just got to be ready to go and show that we're obviously a better team, and that we're a hungrier team to make sure that we get the points.
Excellent. Well, it's set to be hopefully a weekend to remember. It's 3 years since the league was last in Dumfries, so fingers crossed for the weekend. We'll catch up with the Ice Bowl on Saturday night, and then we'll talk about Sunday when we've done Saturday's game. So we appreciate your time, Martin, and enjoy the training. We'll see you the weekend.
Thank you very much, Craig.